Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
Are you still doing prop styling?
Yes, I do prop styling. I like getting involved in the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can't do it all, but when I can, I love it. I worked on the Foods of the World series for Williams-Sonoma, and that was an opportunity where I could do food and props together. And it was great because we had, you know, a team that traveled around the world, and we, you know, went on location and brought our own food, brought our own props, and it was a great experience.
Excellent. Can you explain a little bit more about prop styling for someone who might not know exactly what that entails?
Well, a lot of people think, oh, prop styling, great. You go out shopping all the time. You do shop all the time, but you're not shopping for yourself. And when people ask me about it, I always tell them that personal taste really doesn't matter, because when you're prop shopping, you are looking for specific items to be used for to communicate a specific idea. And it's not about what's pretty and what goes together. It's really about communicating. You also have to remember that the props have to come in second to the food, and you can't, you know, choose a plate that has some outrageous design, because when you're propping for a food shot, it's about the food, it's not about the props.